the news.
BBC News with David Austin. The World Health Organization says it may take up to 4 months to subdue the current outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus in West Africa, which it's described as one of the most challenging it's ever faced. More than 100 people have died in the outbreak, the first in the region. The WHO Assistant Director General Keiji Fukuda said the disease had spread over a wide area. He also said clear communication about the outbreak was vital.
It's absolutely critical to get out as much accurate information as possible to the communities, to the countries that are affected, really, again, to address the anxiety and reduce the rumors as much as possible so people have facts to work with, not just rumors.
The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has said there was clear, unmistakable and deeply disturbing evidence that Russian special forces and agents are responsible for the unrest in eastern Ukraine. Mr. Kerry added that Moscow could be planning a military intervention and warned that Washington was prepared to hit key sectors of the Russian economy with tough new sanctions. Barbara Plett-Usher reports from Washington.
Mr. Kerry told a Senate panel that four-way talks will take place next week in Europe with Russia and Ukraine. He said the preference was still de-escalation, but he clearly blamed Russian agents for recent separatist unrest in eastern Ukraine, calling it a potentially contrived pretext for military intervention, like that in Crimea. And he warned that the U.S. and its partners were willing to impose sanctions on key economic sectors, such as banking, energy, and mining, if Moscow doesn't back down.
Meanwhile, pro-Russian protesters continue to occupy the regional government headquarters in the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk. The demonstrators have declared their independence from Kiev. A BBC correspondent inside the building says masked men have barricaded themselves in and are promising to resist any attempt to remove them. Ukraine's acting foreign minister, Andriy Deshitsia, told the BBC that most of them are not local people.
There are still some small group of people that are trying to destabilize the situation. According to our information, the most active radicals, most active participants of these meetings are not local citizens, so most likely they have come from Russian Federation.
Earlier, Moscow said any use of force to end pro-Russian protests in eastern Ukraine may lead to a civil war. The trial of Oscar Pistorius has been adjourned for the day after the South African athlete broke down while describing what happened on the night he shot his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. Mr. Pistorius said he'd picked up his gun because he thought there was an intruder in the house and, after hearing a noise from the bathroom, fired 4 shots through the door. Mr. Pistorius denies murder. World News from the BBC. The White House says officials have told Iran that its choice of candidate for the post of ambassador to the United Nations is not viable. The U.S. had already voiced concern that Hamid Abutalebi had been a member of a Muslim student organization which was behind the seizure of the U.S. embassy in Tehran in 1979. Mr. Abutalebi insists he was merely a translator for the group. A banquet is being held at Windsor Castle in honour of the President of the Irish Republic, Michael D. Higgins, who's on a state visit to the United Kingdom, the first by an Irish head of state. The Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland and the former IRA commander, Martin McGuinness, are among the guests, as Andy Martin reports.
Although Martin McGuinness is Northern Ireland's Deputy First Minister, it is still extraordinary to see a socialist Republican and former IRA commander who dedicated so much of his life to fighting the Crown in a white tie and tails at the invitation of a British monarch. Outside Windsor Castle, relatives of those who died in IRA bombings protested at his attendance. The pain of victims was a theme of both the Queen and the President's speeches.
A court in Argentina has sentenced 10 people to up to 22 years in jail for the kidnapping and sexual exploitation of a young woman in a case that shone a light on sex trafficking in South America. The defendants were all cleared of abducting Marita Verón in 2012, but her mother, Susana Trimarco, appealed. Ms. Trimarco has rescued hundreds of women from sex slavery in Argentina in the search for her daughter, who has never been found. Marita disappeared in 2002 when she was 23 years old. Israel's High Court has rejected an appeal asking for a Palestinian athlete based in Gaza to be allowed to travel to the West Bank to take part in a marathon. It's the second year in a row that Nada Al-Masri, an Olympic athlete, has been refused permission to travel to Bethlehem to compete in the race. And those are the latest stories from BBC News.